New York City Council Speaker Adrienne E. Adams on Wednesday delivered her State of the City address at Brooklyn Academy of Music's Howard Gilman Opera House in Fort Greene, where she outlined a vision for a more prosperous city, where every individual can build a better future for themselves and their families. Adams referenced BAM's role as a cultural centerpiece of Brooklyn to emphasize the pivotal role arts and culture plays in shaping the city's identity and resilience, while advocating for increased support and funding for cultural institutions. "It's fitting that we've gathered here because our arts and cultural institutions are the heartbeat of our city," Adams said. "While history can tell us what took place, art reveals the details in between, the buried stories of how ordinary people persevere through uncertain and changing times. Art allows people who are often excluded from the dominant narrative to write and celebrate their own stories' futures," she added. "Art gives us the courage to dream and the strength to break the boundaries that confine us. This is only possible when the city provides support for our arts and cultural institutions of all sizes," she said. Adams also underscored the importance of investing in the city's diverse communities as it concerned affordable housing, healthcare, childcare, and education. Through a series of policy proposals and initiatives, the speaker underscored the need for more inclusive policies and equitable opportunities that will ensure all New Yorkers have the resources and support they need to thrive. Here are some of her speech highlights. Affordable housing crisis. Loss of working and middle-class families due to lack of affordable housing. The lack of housing disproportionately affects Black communities. Urgent need to address dwindling homeownership opportunities and rising rents. Initiatives to address housing crisis. Enacted Fair Housing Framework Law to establish local housing production targets. Transforming sites like Aqueduct Racetrack into housing and homeownership opportunities. Leveraging libraries for housing and community development. Expanding opportunities for homeownership. Policy changes to double affordable homeownership opportunities. Protecting existing homeowners from predatory practices like deed theft. Early childhood education and child care. Renewed focus on 3K and early childhood education to retain families in the city. Expansion of affordable childcare options to support working families. Support for students and mental health. Investment in programs to address pandemic-induced learning loss. Prioritizing mental health support for students and families, including peer-to-peer programs and training. Support for youth and reproductive health education. Reevaluation and enhancement of sexual health education in schools. Addressing nutrition education to promote healthy relationships with food. Supporting mental health and safety. Strengthening mental health services and infrastructure. Investing in community-based care and crisis prevention. Combating hate crimes and supporting victims. Establishment of a task force to combat hate crimes. Creation of trauma recovery centers to support victims of violence. Supporting seniors and essential services. Prioritizing resources for older adults to age in place. Ensuring timely payments to nonprofit organizations providing critical services. Improving access to social services. Streamlining processes to access housing assistance and other social services. Simplifying eligibility criteria for programs like Fair Fares and CityFEPs. Government accountability and oversight. Implementing performance evaluations of city agencies to ensure effective service delivery. Enhancing transparency and accountability in government operations. Building a resilient city. Prioritizing equitable responses to climate change, including green infrastructure and disaster preparedness. Developing strategies to integrate new arrivals and support communities. Investing in economic mobility. Expanding opportunities for vocational training and access to city jobs. supporting CUNY programs to promote economic mobility. Now more than ever, let's move forward together to restore the promise of New York City, to all children, all families, and all the incredible New Yorkers who built this city, Adams said.